Morning. I hope everybody's as nervous as I am. I was going to put a note on the door checking for weapons and rocks. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to share, Lord, your grace, Lord, that is bestowed in my life, Lord. What you have done, Lord, that's the only thing I can testify, Lord, of is what you've done in my own life, Lord. So we just thank you for that today, Lord. And amen. I was just thinking as Josh was speaking, and I was thinking of Eric, in matter of fact, when he was speaking. 11 years ago, I came into the church, and I remember sitting with Tom and Alana up front in the old church, of course. But I just thought, it's been a journey for me. It really has. It's been a real journey. A long journey. But a good one. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I chose a different way in life. Of sin. That brought me to a point in my life 11 years ago where I wanted out of that lifestyle. And is what I thought was the lifestyle I wanted out of was I wanted out of drugs. That's what I wanted out of. And while I didn't know what I wanted. What I was looking for. I was looking for something. I was searching for something that I didn't know what I was looking for. When I went away to treatment, it was January 11 years ago, the Lord met me. I wasn't seeking him. I wasn't looking for him at all. I was walking down the sidewalk, but something took place in my heart. Man, I'm nervous. Amen, Lord. Thank you. And when I came into the church, and I began to hear things of the new heart, the new man, is what I did know was I was forgiven. I didn't know of this new man that Christ talked about. I knew I was forgiven. And in a short, I fell away from the Lord. I utterly turned my back on him. And I went in a different direction. Which, over those years, about 5-6 years, probably five. But I knew there was something more. I did. I really knew there was something more that God wanted to do in my life. I didn't have that change. The change I had was I was delivered from drugs. That's it. I was delivered from drugs. Which almost a year ago, I was in a car accident 2 weeks, actually 14 days from April 14th, matter of fact. I see my nurse here. I remember her saying it was going to be okay. Do you know who I am? She says. But in those years away, the Lord exposed my heart to me. Because I didn't know my heart was wicked. I didn't know my heart was full of sin. All I knew was I wanted away from drugs, but over those years, he showed me something about myself. He showed me the wickedness of my own heart. But there was something different about me about after my car accident, because Before that, God couldn't work in my life because I wouldn't let him. I spent most of my life running, and I spent most of my Christian life running from God. I was scared of giving my life to him. And numerous times he came into my life and asked me for my heart. And I said no. And this was in my Christian life. And after the accident, something was different. And I said yes. I just bent a knee and I said, yes, whatever you want in my life, Lord. And as I went back, as I came back to the church, and I really knew that he had brought me back to the church. But I really felt there's a scripture when Christ raised Lazarus from the dead. He says, Lazarus, come forth. And he who that died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. That's my life. From when Christ met me 11 years ago, I was still in my grave clothes. And if you can imagine grave clothes wrapped up, they were wrapped up around his face and all the way down, completely down, bound. I was still bound. I was bound in my heart. I was never set free in my heart. So over the next, this last year, as these grave clothes came off, and he dealt with the sin in my life because I would let him deal with the sin in my life, I came into something that it was an experience of the new man. And it took place the week of prayer that we had here. It was January 7th. There was a verse that was given to me out of 1 Samuel where he talks about the Spirit of the Lord came upon Saul and changed him into a new man. And a couple of sentences down further, when he turned from Samuel, he was given a new heart. I was given a new heart. And when I was given that new heart, I didn't know. I remember standing up here a few months ago, sometime, I think it was in January, and I said, I'd kind of let you know what happened in my life when things settled down. Because things changed so much in my life. This man that I knew here, so changed. I asked the Lord, who am I? Because I didn't know who I was anymore. Because I was so different inside. Something changed inside. And I was no longer alone. I was no longer alone. He came and he made residence in my heart. Because for the past year, I let him deal with my heart, deal with my sin, so he could come make a home in it. And all these scriptures came to life for me. I call it the in him experience. So if you read through the Bible and you'll see the in him, they came to life. But the verse I want to close with is out of Revelations 1:18, or 1:17, I'll start. It says, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And I'm alive forevermore. So I really thank you. I was asking the Lord that I wouldn't cry because it's something that's very dear to me because, you know, as we sung that opening song, my whole life had been wrapped up. And then when he cut the chains of my heart, I was free. And I can go forth and follow thee, him. I can follow him now. My whole life that I ran from, I can follow him now. So I just thank you for the opportunity just to share what he's done in my life. I hope from a year from now I can share something different of the going on process. But thank you.